Happy first day of March. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time to check in with Dean Richards for the morning entertainment roundup and all about the Golden Globes. How you doing today, Dean?
I survived.
Yeah, you know what? I survived an hour of the Golden Globes. I think I saw the best part, the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler opening. And then I had to switch to the HBO Woody Allen, Mia Farrow documentary.
Wow. Yeah, there were a lot of alternatives, a lot of things that I recorded at the same time. That one, I really was sad that I wasn't able to watch live the Stanley Tucci Finding Italy series, which is now, besides WGN TV Morning News, is my favorite television show.
You and everybody else.
Oh,
yeah,
it's amazing.
I've heard about that, haven't watched yet, but it's on my list.
Yeah.
Documentary, the Allen versus Farrow, I thought Michael Phillips had the best line to describe it, the queasily compelling four-part documentary.
Yeah, it's I'm gonna catch up with it when I feel like I can take another hour of sleaze.
it's well produced and very troubling. So the Golden Globes last night, you know what? It must be a production nightmare to put these things together.
I can't imagine. I thought about that the whole night, of technically what it was like to do the show with Tina Fey in New York and Amy Poehler in Los Angeles, number one. Their part was seamless. At times, it looked like they were on the same stage.
It did.
Because they had the backgrounds that were very similar. But to have almost all of the nominees and winners all over the world, really, people were, you know, on their, I guess, on their phones or computers, zooming in to the show. To have all of that technically set up was kind of amazing to watch. But at the end of the day, the big winners on the movie side, the Golden Globes give out awards for both television and the movies. On the movie side, the big winners were Nomadland, which won Best Picture Drama. It also won Best Director for its the first ever Asian female director to win the honor, Chloe Zhao. Gave a beautiful speech, but also on the movie side, the winner for Best Musical or Comedy was Borat's subsequent film. So I guess this sort of puts it in line to become, a possible to be nominated for the Academy Awards when those come out in the middle of next month. We'll see about that. But it not only won Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy, but Sacha Baron Cohen won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy. And we've got a little bit of sound from Sacha Baron Cohen's acceptance speech, where he had some fun with somebody else who was in his movie.
Thank you to the all-white Hollywood foreign press. I got to say, this movie couldn't have been possible without my co-star, a fresh new talent who came from nowhere and turned out to be a comedy genius. I'm talking, of course, about Rudy Giuliani. I mean, who could get more laughs out of one unzipping? Incredible. Our movie was just the beginning for him. Rudy went on to star in a string of comedy films, hits like Four Seasons Landscaping, Hair Dye Another Day, and the courtroom drama A Very Public Fart. And I want to thank my crew, who were amazingly brave, who had the risk of getting arrested, the risk of getting COVID, and they did that because we all believed so deeply in releasing this movie before the election to show the danger of lies, hate, conspiracies, and the power of truth, empathy, and democracy.
Yeah, so there's, you can see politically where he is with that, but his speech was funny.
He is amazing.
He is completely fearless. He at one point, in one of his wins, he thanked his cameraman, who said was with him every step of the way and risked getting beaten up, getting shot. I mean, it was an incredibly dangerous his job. He said in a Post interview that he will never be playing Borat again. That will never happen. Too many people know who he is now. Some of the other acting winners on the drama side included Andra Day. This was the big surprise of the night. Everyone thought the win would go to Viola Davis or Frances McDormand, but a first-time actress, Andra Day, won Best Actress in a Drama for her lead role in The U.S. versus Billie Holiday. But really, one of the most emotional moments of the whole night came when Chadwick Boseman was named Best Actor of the Year for his role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. His widow, Taylor, accepted this posthumous honor on his behalf.
He would thank God. He would thank his parents. He would thank his ancestors for their guidance and their sacrifices. He would say something beautiful, something inspiring, something that would amplify that little voice inside of all of us that tells you you can, that tells you to keep going. And hun, you keep them coming.
I don't even know how she got through that. That was just an absolutely beautiful, touching moment in the night. There were lots of speeches, you know, there always are, where these people, you know, they win the award and start rattling off names and you have no idea what they're talking about. You know, there were tons of those. There were even more political speaches than the Sacha Baron Cohen joke speech that he gave. You know, there were some comedy bits that kind of fell flat. I just, you know, sort of ignored most of that stuff. I just kind of mentally tuned out, or I was making notes. So those things, you know, didn't really bother me that much. But there are also some really nice moments and some really poignant moments, like this one from the director of the Best Picture of the Year, Nomadland. She is Chloe Zhao, who also won Best Director.
Look, Nomadland at its core for me is a pilgrimage through grief and healing. So for everyone who has gone through this difficult and beautiful journey at some point in their lives, this is for you. We don't say goodbye. We say, see you down the road.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, you know, the big snub of the night was on the biopic Mank that went into the night with 6 nominations and went home with absolutely none. Promising Young Woman, which is also an amazing movie, went in with 4 nominations, also left empty-handed. So, you know, the big movies going into the Academy Awards now will be Nomadland, which, you know, I've said is, I think, one of the best pictures of the year. This Borat movie has some momentum now, interestingly, for awards season. Andra Day has got some momentum going into awards season as well. Netflix had a big night last night. Of the 11 television awards that were given out, Netflix shows won 6 of them. So they completely dominated the television category last night.
You know what? I'm afraid to see Nomadland because everybody tells me it's really depressing.
I wouldn't say that. I don't think it's depressing. I mean, it's a statement about a woman who kind of loses everything in her life and tries to find some happiness and some redemption. So I don't think you're going to leave watching Nomadland feeling depressed.
Anna, do you think it's safe for me to watch that movie?
Yeah, I watched it. You asked me earlier. I didn't even realize I'd seen it. But yeah, I watched it. I think it's interesting, you know, because some of the actors are
Nomads.
They're actual nomads.
Yeah. They're actually people who really do live out on the road in RVs and trailers and things like that. So I found it very, very interesting and very touching. So
okay, I'll give it a try.
I don't know if you have any Jack Daniels left in that bottle you were hitting on Friday. Maybe
I hope not.
Have a couple of pops of that before you watch the movie. It might help you out a little bit.
Let's take a break here, and then we'll hear from Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And also, Dean's got news about Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, George Clooney, and Julia Roberts.
Bob Surratt on WGN.
Dean, is anyone funnier, smarter, and smoother than Tina Fey and Amy Poehler together?
I don't think so. That was, you know, that was a master class in how to do an award show, especially since one of the hosts was in New York, the other was in Los Angeles. You know, they didn't have the benefit of being next to each other and seeing each other's facial expressions and, you know, timing and all that. I thought it was just absolutely beautifully done. Here's a little sample of Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Inclusivity is important, and there are no black members of the Hollywood Foreign Press. I realize HFPA, maybe you guys didn't get the memo because your workplace is the back booth of a French McDonald's, but you got to change that.
Now, Tina and I are hosting from two different cities tonight, but the technology is so great, you are never going to be able to tell the difference. It's going to be smooth sailing.
You won't even notice.
Oh,
I missed you, my love.
Simulating Amy, Tina stroking Amy's hair through the screen.
Yeah, that was nice.
Don Cheadle like this. It's pretty good. Tracy Morgan being a beautiful sowl.
And the Golden Globe goes to Sal.
That feels like home to me. That makes me feel very at home. Also, if anybody wants to know where they can get Jason Sudeikis' hoodie, go to nbc.com/globesfashion.
Yeah, Jason Sudeikis won Best Actor for his show Ted Lasso and was just, he was in shock and kind of rambling through the speech, and Don Cheadle started, you know, giving him the television sign for wrap it up, and, you know, everybody laughed, and he said, that's not my forte, but he also was wearing a hoodie while everybody else was pretty dressed up. He was just wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, I was surprised. Everybody was home, but they're all dressed up anyway, except for him.
Yeah, the people said they just wanted an opportunity to get dressed up. It's been too long since anyone has been able to do that.
So, no surprise, Taylor Swift canceled her tour, huh?
Yeah, this was the tour that was supposed to take place last year, got postponed, until, you know, we saw what was going to happen with the pandemic. And over the weekend, Taylor announced that the tour is now completely canceled and is not going to happen. She said, you know, just the touring scene is just unknown territory right now. So if you bought tickets for that show, they're going to be automatically refunded. If you don't see that, you should contact your point of purchase. She did put out two albums during the pandemic, so it's not like she's not giving fans something, but she just doesn't feel like it's safe to gather that many people in one place in auditoriums right now.
Right. Following up on the Lady Gaga story, did somebody get the $500,000 reward?
That's what we're trying to find out right now. What happened over the weekend was that the two of three dogs that were dog-napped were taken away. The dog Walker, by the way, is in stable condition, good condition, and is expected to make a full recovery after being shot in the chest after a sedan pulled up and tried to steal all three dogs. They only got two of them. But the two dogs were found chained to a pole. And a lady was walking down the street, saw the two dogs, recognized them, and called the police. And the police came. The dogs have been returned to Lady Gaga's home. Gaga is still in Italy shooting a movie right now. But the big update is that the police don't think that this was a targeted attack. Hmm. Like the people who stole the dogs didn't know that they were Lady Gaga's dogs. They only saw that they were French bulldogs, which I'm told can go for as much as $3,000 a piece.
Wow.
So I guess they figured, wow, there's three of them. You know, we can make a lot of money if we steal these dogs. And the dog walker resisted when the car pulled up and the guys, jumped out of the car with guns and got shot. But I've been trying to find out if this lady who found the dogs and called the police, if she got the $500,000 reward, if she got part of it, if, you know, what the story is with that. I suppose we'll find out someday, but right now it's good to know the dogs are safe.
Were the dogs stolen and recovered in the Los Angeles area?
They were, yeah. They were recovered not far from where they were taken, actually, in the West Hollywood area.
What's the George Clooney, Julia Roberts project that we're hearing about.
They are going to be doing a movie together. This is one of those nice, you know, reuniting kind of stories. They, you know, famously starred together in the Ocean's 11 movies. They starred in a Jodie Foster movie together. And over the weekend, they announced that they will be starring in a romantic comedy that is going to start production soon. It's a story about a divorced couple who are reluctantly get together again to try to stop their daughter from heading down the same path that they do. So that's all I know of the plot line right now. But it'll be great to see them both on camera together.
And Dave Bennett wants you to work on this story. Why do we have Jodie Foster mentioning Aaron Rodgers of the Packers? What kind of relationship do they have? What's going on there?
No idea. I was surprised to hear that, too.
Wasn't that weird?
In Jodie Foster's acceptance speech, she won for her role in The Mantuarian. She appeared to be in her bathrobe, by the way. I mean, some people were just dressed casually. Some had sweats on. You know, some people were just, like Aaron Sorkin, who won for best screen play, just had a suit on. He didn't have a tuxedo. But Jodie Foster and her wife seemed to be in pajamas for this number one. But while she was thanking crew and, you know, thanking fellow actors and so forth, she thanked Aaron Rodgers. So
get your investigative team on that, will you?
The next time that I talk to her, you know, if I find out that she's got, you know, that kind of connection, you know, I may have to divorce her from being, my, you know, my friend now.
Report back tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'll try
to
get on
Dean.
That.
Have a good day.